2 years ago, Wisconsin voters passed a constitutional ban on same-sex marriages and civil unions. But this summer, Governor Doyle and state lawmakers okayed a domestic partnership registry, giving same-sex couples about 40 legal benefits, including hospital visitation rights. At the Milwaukee County Courthouse, Clerk Joe Zarneski asked a newly registered couple to swear by the accuracy of their application.
And that you are free to enter into the domestic partnership under the laws of the state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
So say I do.
I do.
I do.
Okay, great.
One member of the couple, Julia Swanson, says it was an exciting moment.
We were actually planning to get married, have a commitment ceremony next year, and when we heard about this happening, it sort of kicks it off, the announcement to the family and everything, and it's perfect timing.
Swanson's partner, Anushka Peck, says she's aware of the arguments of a conservative group that's mounting a legal challenge to the partnership registry. But Peck says she doesn't think the registry thwarts the will of the public that voted for the marriage ban.
I know, yeah, there are people who have voted their minds about this, but I think that there is also a good portion of the public who believes in the idea that our rights should be universal, that we all deserve the same sort of kindness and forethought towards one another.
County Clerk Joe Zarneski says the only problem of the day is that some couples didn't bring in all the right papers and were turned away. But he says that also happens with some men and women who come in for a marriage license. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.